sports, politics, life. Joslyn's Jewelry presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
There's been an even bigger story than Patrick Mahomes shotgunning beers with Luke Combs Saturday night at Arrowhead Stadium, as we have now learned some details of just a harrowing experience for John and Brandy Scaletti of Lee's Summit, who were attacked by a mob of people inside their SUV, apparently at Arrowhead. Now, I still have more questions than answers on exactly what transpired, but the headline here is Kansas City has a massive 911 problem. And we're specifically talking about Kansas City, Missouri, and what Mayor Quentin Lucas and officials in Kansas City, Missouri can do about this. So the story goes like this. According to KCTV5 and other media outlets, John and Brandy Scaletti were at the Luke Combs concert prior to the Luke Combs concert, where they parked their car. And it's been described that this was at an Arrowhead parking lot, although there are a lot of people that don't pay for parking that go through the gates that park in perimeter areas around Arrowhead that, to be quite honest, are dangerous and seedy, and you probably don't want to be doing that. They can sometimes be down the hill. They can be in fields. They can be around trees. They can be at businesses across the street that are not well lit or are not heavily occupied, a little more remote. There are places like that around Arrowhead Stadium, and I've never recommended to people to do that. You know, and it stinks to pay $60 to go park at a concert, but fill your car up with people, split it at least four ways, find a way to get in there, at least where there are some, you know, golf cart security personnel around, Chiefs personnel. There's ambulances at Arrowhead Stadium. There are police everywhere. And should something happen, you would expect, you have an expectation, if you're in the Arrowhead Stadium parking lot, that help is only a minute or two away, that there's somebody with a walkie-talkie or radio that we're at, you know, N23 here and we've got a problem, and, you know, cops or people can get there in a pretty big hurry. But apparently that was not the case. Now, I still want to know exactly where this was, because I've read the reports. It sounds like they were in an Arrowhead parking lot, and the description is they went with friends who went in, and John and Brandy came back to their SUV to get into their car when it was raining. Now, full disclosure, I didn't get there until about 6 or 6:15. The opening band, the band from Lubbock, had already started. We got there, parked our car, drove, and or walked up and went in. So we didn't do any tailgating. These people said they were tailgating. Their friends had left, and they were going to go, and then it started raining, and they came back to their car. I never saw any rain at Arrowhead until the very last song of Luke Combs, and we hustled the car because we thought maybe it was going to start raining harder, which it did, but it still wasn't some pour downpour or anything like that. So I don't, a lot of this description I don't even understand. But apparently John and Brandy are inside their SUV, and a group, maybe a dozen men, come up to their car, open the tailgate, and then the doors. They apparently get them back closed and lock them or something, and one of the doors gets open. John gets out and tries to stop these guys, doesn't know how many it is. Brandy then gets out. John gets taken to the ground and pummeled by 3 to 5 men. He is kicked in the stomach. He is choked. He is beaten. It doesn't say in the reports that they stole stuff from their car. John and Brandy Scaletti are saying they have absolutely no idea who these people are. There is no description of, other than the fact that it was a large group of men, whether they were wearing colors, whether they were white, black, young, old. There's no description in any of the accounts of this thing. We have no real details. But what it sounds like is one of these gang initiations, where a group of people, perhaps young people, have to go, you know, commit some sort of a crime to be allowed in this group or gang. We see these things all the time, or hear about these things all the time. I'm not saying that's what this was, but when you read about a group of people that are apparently completely randomly picking out one car and doing this, if you see a dozen people doing this and they pummeled this guy, he's in the hospital. He's got like a shattered leg and knee. His face is destroyed. He was choked. He was kicked. I think he's got a couple of cracked ribs and maybe a deflated lung. He had all kinds of terrible issues and is given an incredible account of how helpless he felt because he was worried about his wife. They apparently assaulted her, but just threw her to the ground and left her alone. The attack was mainly on him. She's doing fine. They spent the entire night at the hospital. There are two crazy parts of this story. The one gaining headlines is she called 911 and was on hold for 15 minutes with 911, and they claim it was an hour before an ambulance got to them. Now, this opens up a million other questions for me. How could you possibly be in a parking lot at Arrowhead Stadium and have that happen? It seems impossible to me. We saw security people in golf carts with radios and police and whatnot driving around constantly at Arrowhead Stadium. We saw them everywhere. I mean, everywhere. Not that if a mob, you know, scene broke out and people started fighting, that those people on those golf carts would be able to control that, but they'd certainly be able to get reinforcements or people there very quickly. Yes, there's some traffic. There are cars coming in, but it was a long arriving crowd. It was arriving over hours. So it wasn't like at the end of the night where there's traffic jams everywhere and you can't get around. Plus, there's always grass areas where cops can get up and the SUVs or the ATVs can get up on the grass and get around and get to places. I do not understand how this happened and nobody saw it. To this point, we don't seem to have any witnesses. We don't seem to be hearing about people that were, you know, bystanders who did one of two things, either tried to help, which we've not heard of, or stood there and watched and didn't videotape it. I mean, none of this makes any sense. I just have so many more questions than answers. We'll take them at their word that they called 911 and were on hold for 15 minutes. Apparently, this is not unusual. Quentin Lucas, and especially KCTV5, has been doing a whole lot of investigative pieces about 911 problems in Kansas City. One of the problems in Kansas City is that so damn many people call 911. Now, that's not to take any of the fault or blame away from the city and first responders. They need to fix this problem. All right, so many people call 911 in Kansas City, Missouri, because they're scared to death living there. Yes, people have heart attacks. Yes, people slip and fall at home. Those account for some 911 calls. Mostly what we have is people hear shots. And when they hear shots, maybe 20 people call 911 at once because they're scared. Maybe 50 people call at once because they're scared. This is a crime problem in Kansas City, Missouri. Quentin Lucas' mother had a health issue, a health scare, and Quentin Lucas' sister called 911 for her and was put on hold for 4 minutes before she got a dispatcher. That sounds terrible, but apparently it's not that uncommon. In the month of May, 7,940 911 calls in Kansas City, Missouri, immediately, automatically, without a person answering, immediately a machine answers the phone and puts 7,940 911 calls on hold for 5 minutes or longer. This is unbelievable in 2023. Again, do we have too many people calling 911 in Kansas City, Missouri? Yes. We always talk, you hear this term all the time, root causes. What is the root cause of this problem? There's clearly a problem. They're clearly going to try to spend their way out of this by hiring more people or doing something and fixing it, and it does need to be fixed. There's no doubt in my mind the root problem here is crime in Kansas City, Missouri. The root problem is there's too much mayhem. There's too many scared people. There's too much violence. And you know what? There's too many crazy people in the world that just call 911 for no reason. Let's not forget that too. There's a class of people in America that I've read stories about this. It's amazing. Of loners. We used to call them losers. Now they're just loners. Like mentally not, you know, they don't need to be locked up in a mental institution, but they're not mentally stable. They live alone. They don't, you know, their reality is maybe a little bit twisted. They will call 911 to speak to another human being. You can't make this stuff up. We have 911 problems. It's there for actual emergencies. Look, for every person that's like that, we've got people like my mom who won't call 911. She just won't. She's not going to do it. She doesn't want to bother them. So it's a complicated social situation. But this story at Arrowhead Stadium where I saw I saw some drunk people, certainly. I saw no rowdiness, no violence, no anything. And we walked a lot. We were around in a lot of different places and were active throughout the evening and then the night. We just didn't see any problems. We didn't see broken glass in the parking lot. People were clean around their tailgates. They picked up after themselves. This was not a crap show. I didn't see cars on fire. There was no craziness afterwards. There was no fighting. Again, there were drunk people stumbling around. You're going to get that at a concert. We smelled some marijuana from time to time. Not a lot, a little bit, which I guess is legal in Missouri. So, you know, whatever, no big deal. People doing what they do. But this story doesn't make sense to me. I think we need to keep our eye on this one. Does it make sense to you? I would just ask that question. It seems so random. And now we don't seem to have any video, which would be people afraid to jump in and do something, but they'll video it. We don't seem to have that. Although I guess it could surface somewhere. And we don't seem to have an exact description of how this happened with nobody else seeing it or coming to their aid. I don't get it. I don't get any of it. I don't know why it would take so long for any responders at Arrowhead to get there. Those dudes are just driving around everywhere. And if anybody saw it or saw it start, they would run. At the very least, okay, somebody who's, you know, like I don't know. I can't tell you that I was going to jump in some group of five guys beating a dude up. My assumption, if I saw something like this was a personal attack. It was not random, that they were on him for a reason, and it's not my business, but I would go damn sure go get help real quickly. I'm not saying I'd go in there and try to help the dude because I don't know the situation. I think most people would see something like that and think this is a different grievance. This could have been a drug deal gone bad. This could be anything, but it is not my life. And I know that sounds terrible, but there is no assumption. I don't think I would immediately just assume this is completely random. This man is being attacked for no reason. I wouldn't think that. Most people don't see that. I've seen fights at baseball games or football games or whatever. I see two people fighting and I'm like, okay, they got into it. That's not my deal. I'll notify someone, we got a problem over here. But it's not really my problem and I'm no hero. Just tell you, I'm not that guy. What the heck could I do? If five dudes have one guy on the ground, what can I do? Terrible to say, but I'm just putting myself in harm's way. Are there knives? Are there guns? I don't know. I'm getting help. It isn't me. Maybe that's terrible. I'm not the Marine on the subway. I can't subdue these guys. I'm not that guy. But I got so many questions on this. But the real headline story here is the 911 problem they have in Kansas City. And I don't think Mayor Lucas is ever going to admit this. He's saying we need to decide whether it's going to be fire, dispatch, EMS, police, and maybe have an option when you call 911 to hit one for police, two for fire, three for EMS, you know, something like that to spread the calls out. I don't know if that's the answer. I would say this, because Mayor Lucas is never going to look at this. My opinion is the problem is crime in Kansas City, Missouri. The problem isn't just actual crime. It's fear of crime. It's panic. A car backfires, and I'll bet you 11 people call 911 that shots are ringing out. A lot of things can happen. Construction takes place, a jackhammer or something, you know, drops, one of those big buckets hits the ground and just boom, it sounds almost like a bomb going off. I know this because you're still building houses in my neighborhood and we hear things a lot of times that sound like things that could be dangerous. I don't call 911. My assumption where I live is when I hear those sounds that it's construction or something else and it's not anything to be worried about. But they've got a massive problem in Kansas City, Missouri. And if this story is all true of the account of what we've heard, our best to John and Brandy Scaletti. We hope for his full recovery. He works for Ford Motors, and he's not going to be working for quite a while. He's disabled at this point for quite some time. He got pummeled. There's just no other way to say it. And that's just a terrible situation. And you have to wonder where the security and the police were at Arrowhead, if indeed this were inside Arrowhead. Now, keep in mind, the people that are assigned to Arrowhead are contracted and paid by the Chiefs. They get paid time and a half. These are, generally speaking, pretty good assignments. Chiefs are on the hook for pay and the overtime and all this other stuff and security that happens at Arrowhead. If this were outside the Arrowhead gates, there is not much expectation that the Chiefs personnel that are there for security and police would respond to that. There just isn't. So I don't know. This doesn't make sense to me that it would take that long on the actual Arrowhead grounds. Are the Chiefs culpable here? I don't know. I can't say that. But this is a wild story that happened at the Luke Combs concert on Saturday night. Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, sat down with Sean Hannity on Fox News. I received immediately some emails of how much all of you hate Gavin Newsom. I hate him for a different reason you do. Well, I hate him. I don't hate him because I don't know him. I dislike him for two reasons. I don't like his politics in any way, shape, or form. And the main reason I don't like him is he scares the hell out of me. His hand gestures, his cadence, his speaking, his dressing style, everything he does is a copy of Barack Obama. He has Obama down pat, including the left-handed gesture, which is an interesting thing for people. We somehow, in a positive way, view people that we can sort of see as left-handed differently than the rest of us, almost as if they're exceptional. We do. It's a thing. It's been studied. It's a thing. And there's Gavin Newsom with his left hand making the same gestures that Obama does and did and all those things with his left hand. And you know, Bill Clinton was a left-hand guy. You know, these aren't all left-handers. This is a political thing. This is it. I think Gavin Newsom maybe is left-handed. I don't know. But when he interviews, he looks left-handed. It's always the left hand. There's a thing. There's a psychological thing to that. He sits there with Sean Hannity. He smiled. He apologized and said he made a terrible mistake going to the French Laundry restaurant during COVID. He complimented Trump during COVID and said he dropped politics. He was not interested in politics. He wanted to work with California to make it safe. He said he couldn't have been better. He said he wants to debate Ron DeSantis and Hannity. I'll let you be the moderator. It'll be just fine with me. I want to debate. And whether he's setting something up for 4 years from now or simply doing what most Republicans are doing, and that is saying this is a year and a half away. Joe Biden could drop dead tomorrow or have a stroke or anything could happen to Joe Biden at this point, and it's actually more likely than not that he drops out at some point. I think we all recognize that. But Gavin Newsom told Sean Hannity under no circumstances would he decide to enter the race. I mean, what he didn't say was if something happens to Joe Biden or Joe Biden pulls out, of course DeSantis is coming in. Make no mistake about this. You can hate his politics. You can see what's happening in California. It doesn't matter. When you watch Gavin Newsom in this interview, you know why people vote for him. You just know it. You know why women vote for him. You know why people vote for him. And we have to remember, folks, we have to remember that I don't even think a majority of them, maybe a majority, maybe over 50%, you know, no, I take that back. It's less than 50% of the people that vote that actually know, and this is a key word, the issues, plural. Because there's a whole bunch of people that go vote on one issue. And we know what those issues are. We know what they are. They're all somehow related to sex. All of them. Whether it's abortion, gender, pride, LGBTQ, the morality of devout Christians and marriage and definition of marriage, it's all related to sex. And as long as we're out there voting on sex, Republicans are going to lose. I can't say it enough. I can't say it enough. Caring about people's sex lives is a United States 2023 ballot box loser. It's a loser. We just watched the president of the United States have a pride ceremony outside the White House where he illegally, or against the flag code of the United States, flanked a pride flag with two U.S. flags, which goes against the code, where he gave a little speech and then walked around and took pictures with all these people that came for the celebration, and there was nudity. We got the pictures of the topless woman with the hand on her breast. She's a transgender woman standing next to the woman with the breasts is actually less offensive than the man next to her in the picture. If you've seen the pictures, the man next to her, man, transgender man, has mutilated breasts and is topless, formerly a woman with all these hideous scars and skin and stuff that where the breasts have been taken off to look like a man, a scarred up man, and taking whatever hormones or whatever to grow a beard. It's not a full thick beard, but it's a beard. It's somebody who wants to be a hairy man with no boobs, and there's scars everywhere, walking around the White House lawn with a topless transgender woman. This is a freak show, all right? Let's call it what it is. This is not normal mental human behavior, no matter what you say. Even if you're just transgender and you want to change your sex or you want to love who you love, you don't go become an exhibitionist and an in-your-face running around, look at me, look at me, look at me. That is a mental health illness. I don't care what anybody says, and I don't need a doctor's degree or a psychology degree to know that. You got a problem. If I ran around, we just tell it like it is here, okay? If I went to the White House with the Chiefs, okay, I work for the Chiefs, and well, I've just decided I'm going to drop my pants and sling my penis around everybody. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo, look at me. I have pride in my body and who I am, and look what I'm doing. Look at me swinging my schlong around. What would happen to me? Oh, I'd be arrested. But if you're under the pride flag, you can do whatever you want. You can drop your pants. You can take your top off. You can run around naked with the President of the United States on a lawn at the White House. This is who and what we are. And they're not dumb politically. The Democrats aren't stupid. They win. They win a lot. They win more than we do. They win a lot. They win a lot because they do things like this that try to convince you that you're a bad person if you don't believe in this. If you don't accept this, you're a horrible person. And let me tell you something. It's no different than junior high. Fitting in a clique or a group is powerful to most people. A huge majority of conservatives are very comfortable in their own skin. They can sustain themselves individually. They believe in themselves, that they will take care of themselves. That is not the way of the world. The human condition in the United States in 2023 is quite different than when we all grew up. This is a group of people that want to be part of something. We want to be for the greater good. We want to help. We want to be good. We want to be sympathetic and compassionate and all these things. And so we have nude people running around at the White House with the president. And apparently this is the times we live in, and it's okay. So if you don't think Gavin Newsom can win, think again. Hell, Kamala could win. I know what her numbers say. I know what they say. But she's going to do better with black voters than Joe. I promise you that. And minority voters, maybe Hispanic. She's going to do better with those folks. And maybe, even maybe, she'd do better than women. I mean, you can't rule these people out. All I know is Gavin Newsom's a real politician. He went on, and Hannity was awful in this interview. I'm sorry. Sean, your job is to ask questions and let him answer. If you disagree with him, every now and then you can say, yeah, but what about this? Just ask the questions. And he asks some tough questions. But let him answer. Don't talk over him. They sat there and talked over each other the whole time. Apparently, they're loose friends. Not great friends, but loose friends. Even though they politically are so different, they like one another, which is why Newsom agreed to do it. And he said he'd have no problem having a debate with Ron DeSantis that Sean Hannity could moderate. He said no problem. He complimented Trump. He apologized for the French Laundry. He did everything a politician is supposed to do that is trying to work the middle and find people on Fox News that may say, I don't like Trump. I'll vote for this good-looking young guy. I'm telling you, it happens. It happens. And you know, we know how elections are won now. They're won with women and minorities. That's the way they're won. And Gavin Newsom is very appealing to women. Very appealing to women. I don't think there's a, now, I heard my sister, one of my sisters say that she thinks Ron DeSantis is hot. Which I don't see that like I do with Gavin Newsom. But if she's saying it, that's good. That's good. But he's got a lot more appeal and a lot more personality politically than Ron DeSantis even. Now, politically, completely different people. And you know me, I'm all behind DeSantis or Trump or whatever it is that we come up with. But this is getting wild. That's all I can tell you is the whole thing is just getting wild. All right, we are brought to you today by the Bluemont Hotel in Manhattan, a wonderful business destination if you're doing business in Manhattan, either at the university or the National Bioscience Facility, or perhaps you're having a wedding party, a rehearsal dinner, reception, reunion, something like that in Manhattan. Just give them a call at the Bluemont Hotel. Everything you need to know is online at bluemonthotel.com, and you can find out about group reservations, or maybe you're just going to be out there for a ball tournament this summer or a soccer tournament with your kids. You want a great place to stay? This is the place to stay. The Bluemont Hotel. That's BluemontHotel.com. And to be honest, sometimes you got to work this a little bit in advance. If it's around an event, you're going to want to reserve early at Bluemont Hotel because it's the first hotel in Manhattan that sells out anytime there's a big event. So if you're planning on a football or basketball game this year, get on it. BluemontHotel.com and Goolsby's Restaurant and Indoor Entertainment Center. Earth Effects Outdoor. Yeah, Earth Effects Outdoor. I talked to a friend over the weekend that has a bid in to do a hardscape job, doing like an outdoor kitchen or fire pit, things like that with Earth Effects Outdoor. And he's very excited about that. Got a chance to meet Daniel Hanks and the fine team at Earth Effects. They've been doing this for over 25 years in Kansas City. They are wonderful, conservative Christians. Best way to describe it. Sometimes we went to call Daniel. He's like, well, it's going to be the week after next because he goes on, he does missions, it does work and things. I mean, these are just unbelievable people. Okay. These folks are better than me. I'm just going to tell you right now, if you do Christian work and help others, you're better than me. I pray a lot. I go to church with my mom, but I probably don't do enough for other people. Earth Effects Outdoor. It's the core of their business. It's who and what they are. Online at eeoutdoor.com. Whether it's something as small as, hey, we just need to put a few lights in here, or we want you to build a berm. I just had them build a berm for me and put in some shrubby trees for the side yard of our backyard. It's beautiful, the work they did. Or whether it's something really big, like a complete outdoor kitchen and bar and fire pits and all that, they'll do the hardscapes. They do it all. 816-478-7700. Earth Effects Outdoor, eeoutdoor.com. And while you're outdoors in your backyard, maybe you run into a little project or two where you need your Finch pocket knife. That can happen. Maybe it's just a package that comes at Amazon drops at your door and you need to fire that baby open and you pull your Finch pocket knife out of your pocket and you're good to go. Finch Knife Company is, well, everything they do is an homage to America. Every series they have in some way is rooted in American history. This year, the Hatfield and McCoy series came out. The Flint series is out now, the Flint Hills of Kansas. Beautiful 7.5-inch knife with a 3-inch blade, a satin finish, and titanium clip. You're going to love these knives. You can see them at Shields in Overland Park, the Bullet Hole, Teague Tractor, or online at FinchKnifeCo.com. It's Father's Day. This is what Dad wants. You still have time to get it before Father's Day. Online at FinchKnifeCo.com or visit in person at those locations. Finch Knife Company, keep life from getting dull. Man, I read a crazy story in a publication that more and more people are reading that is a subscription-based outfit, but they give you a couple articles a month that you read free, and I stumbled upon a tweet and clicked on it yesterday, and it went to a story from the Epoch Times, and this is a shocking story to me that's getting no play anywhere. The MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT Human Genome Team Leader, has concluded a study. There's also a medical journal called The Lancet that has written a book review of a study in Europe, and they have now fully studied and conducted full investigation and tests of the Pfizer and Moderna jabs, the mRNA jabs, the COVID jabs, Pfizer and Moderna. And according to the MIT Human Genome Team Leader, these so-called vaccines include and have in them minute, but wait till you hear the key word here, green monkey DNA. This is unbelievable. This is the pure definition of gain of function. It probably won't, but has the chance to change the human genome if enough people globally got this, begin having children, and pass it on for generations. What have we become? How are they just now finding green monkey DNA in the Pfizer and Moderna shots? And everyone that took them in this country signed a waiver and says, Pfizer and Moderna and the United States government, nobody else is responsible for anything. There's nothing I can ever do after taking this shot. I want you to think about that for a second. Everybody that took the shot signed away their rights out of fear or maybe a medical condition. There's plenty of good reasons to take the shot. But a lot of people just out of fear went and signed away everything. And we are learning more and more and more. And the myocarditis and the side effects and the illnesses born from this jab are staggering. And we are just getting started. We are just getting started at the number of people that are having health issues because of this jab. And now we learn that there is green monkey DNA in this shot. There's a video of this at rumble.com if you want to go check that out. That's rumble.com if you want to learn more. This is not necessarily the place for that. All right, we're going to do something fun here today. I'm going to give away something really cool for Father's Day. We were contacted by some people at the Craft Spirit Jamboree. Their website is craftspiritjamboree.com. I've never been to anything like this, but this sounds interesting. They've set this up for dads on Father's Day. It's at Harrah's Kansas City Casino and Hotel, 2 to 6 on Saturday. 2 to 6 on Saturday, June 17th. They're going to have 100 options of spirit tasting there. The hottest brands of tequila, rum, gin, vodka, whiskey, and more. They will have live music. It's indoor and outdoor, so it's not weather permitting. There is live cigar rolling. This is a dude fest now. This is a Father's Day festival from 2 to 6 on Saturday. Pretty much any dad on Father's Day weekend ought to be able to get away for an hour or two between 2 and 6. We're going to have three winners. The tickets for this cost $65 for general admission and $100 for VIP. We have been given by them two sets of two general admission tickets and a pair of VIP tickets. So we'll have three winners, six people total. You get to take a friend. And I'm not going to tell you how to live, but you might want to take your best friend, your buddy, because this sounds like a dude fest. There's even the VIP tickets include the Tequila Herradura Lounge with cocktails and premium food buffet. So somebody's going to win that. That's $100 each. It's $200 value. You'd be a $200 winner if you get this. Again, it's called craftspiritjamboree.com. Here's the way we're going to do this. I want to be very clear. I try my very, very best, unless something goes to spam, to respond to every single email. I will not be responding to every single email on this. I won't. I'm not promising that. I will respond to the winners. We will notify the winners. You have 25 words or less why you should win, or your dad or your son should win this, and you should go together and why. This is dad. This is a father. So I need 25 words or less, something about fatherhood and why you know somebody that is deserving to win this. It can be yourself. If you email me and say you want to take your grown son because of this reason, I'll allow that. Father's Day is the theme. You have 25 words or less. Jessica will be picking the three winners. I'll be giving her probably 10 to 15 finalists, and she will pick the three winners and will notify you that you've won. I will not notify all of the people that don't win. I may notify some, but not all. I can't promise that because I think we're going to get a lot of emails here. So if you'd like to win these tickets to go to this at Harrah's on Saturday between 2 and 6, again, craftspiritjamboree.com if you want more information on what it is, to see what it is that you're winning. It sounds like a cool day. And I don't think she'd rule out if you're going to go with your wife. I don't think she would. In fact, it might even help if you say that for Jessica. I don't know. I just know for me, this is a Father's Day thing. Some dad wants to go to this and this is your thing. 100 craft spirits. Sampling, hand-rolling cigars, live music, premium food buffet. I mean, what could a dad want for Father's Day? Here we go. Again, it's Saturday, 2 to 6. Shoot me an email, kevin@kkasissues.com. That's kevin@kkasissues.com. We will have three winners total. Good luck. Good luck. The race is on. Our final news story today is something you may not ever want to have happen to you, or you may think it's the greatest thing you've ever heard. There would be no middle ground here. There are only people that hear this story and think, oh God, no, please no. And people who go, oh, that'd be the greatest thing ever. Bella Montoya is 76 years old. She lives in Ecuador. She's currently in the hospital. That's not a great start to a story, is it? But on June 9th, she was proclaimed dead for 4 hours. In Ecuador, when they proclaim you dead, you immediately gather and have a wake. You drop the body in a coffin just as it is, and everybody comes by and pays their respects. 4 hours after they proclaimed her dead and all of these people had gathered, she's knocking on the side of her coffin. 4 hours. She was in a medical state that slows your breathing, stiffens the body, and almost makes the heart rate unhearable, I guess is the best way to say it. This happened to a child in Mexico last year. That child was revived, taken to the hospital, but then died. Maybe like 12 to 18 hours later. Well, here we are, 3 days later, 4 days later, this woman apparently is still alive in a hospital. We'll see what happens. They're calling it a miracle from God. It is an actual medical condition that the people in Ecuador missed. I don't think prospects for her are great. The first we heard of this here, talking about it last night while watching the NBA game, was, oh God, please no, not me. If you put me in the box, please don't let me wake up. I do not want to wake up in the box. No, thank you. Actually, just put me in the incinerator. That way, if I do wake up, it'll be a split second and I'll be gone again. I'll just be burned. I don't want to wake up. I don't. I just want to float off to heaven, follow the white light. I want to see my dad. I got a lot of things I want to do. I don't want to wake up. I don't want to wake up in a box, but Bella Montoya did, and she apparently is still alive. Somehow, miraculously, she is still alive. Sports brought to you by Fry Orthodontics, online at fryorthodontics.com. I talked to Dr. Jeremy yesterday on the phone. We had a nice chat. He's such a good person. He's always, I don't disclose what I talk about with a lot of these folks, but it's always something good. He's one of these guys that's just always looking to improve something, make it better. That should tell you about the quality of care that you get at Fry Orthodontics, that he's that guy. Every time we chat, or when we played golf earlier this year, it's always, hey, what about this? What do you think about this? Would this be better? Is this good? What do you think? He asked, I'm getting ready to do new TV commercials. Do you like this? What do you think about this? He's always, I can't say that I know him well enough to say he's a perfectionist, but I know he strives for it, which is really, there's no such thing as a perfectionist because there's nothing perfect. So if you're striving toward that, that's really what you want to know. And he really cherishes that at each and every one of his offices. Fry Orthodontics has 13 locations in Kansas City. They are now in St. Louis as well. If you have relatives, family, or friends in St. Louis, check into that. FryOrthodontics.com, where your smile is just the start. Big fans. BeStock.net, they've got the big Father's Day sale going on with Sonos right now. The Sonos sound systems are incredible. Through June 18th on select Sonos models, up to 25% off retail MSRP. This is the lowest you will ever find Sonos systems. That's at bstock.net. They also have the July 4th 4K TV giveaway. While you're there, visit them at 14680 South Flaming Road. Don't forget about laptops. They have Acer Chromebook 4GB for just $99. Need something for work or school or for your teenagers? They have all kinds of low-cost laptops and computers for your kids to get them started. Starter computers, pretty good stuff. You have a warranty? You can add a warranty to any item. An extended warranty, if it doesn't come with one, just a regular warranty, between $5, starting at $5, to any item at bstock.net, 14680 South Flaming Road. And I got a text from my buddy Mike Robinson over at Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC this week. We were talking about something that he's involved in, and that's always fun. He's an interesting guy, loves him some baseball. His kid's a pretty good player, and they're just good sports people and great conservatives at Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC in Excelsior Springs. It's the home of the lifetime warranty that's included at no additional cost to you. They have great financing options right now on Silverado, Sierra, Blazer, Acadia, all less than 2% APR. Forget those high rates. Roberts Robinson will get you in a sweet rate and a brand new Chevrolet Buick or GMC online at robertsrobinson.com. On to sports, and it was Chiefs night at the Royals. Hey, it was one of the best games of the year. but the Royals lost 5-4. I mean, the Royals jumped out to a 3-1 lead. We'll get to the Chiefs part in a moment. Royals jump out to a 3-1 lead. It's looking good. The lead is gone. They fall behind. They what? Two outs. Bottom of the ninth inning. Salvador Perez. Home run. This game is tied. 4-4. We're going to extra innings. Salvador Perez on this crappy, god-awful baseball team has 14 home runs and 37 RBIs. This guy is a Hall of Famer if I've ever seen one. I keep reading all these websites about the Royals that they just can't produce a player. They don't, you know, they're like, could we ever just get one great player? Because they don't think Bobby Witt now is going to be a great player. I'm like, I think it's so sad when people don't recognize something that they actually do have. Like, this guy isn't Mike Sweeney, okay? Mike Sweeney's a Royals Hall of Famer, fine person, excellent ball player. Salvador Perez got Cooperstown written all over him. World Series MVP, champion, beloved around baseball. Those things matter. He's the all-time home run record in a single season for a catcher. He's got to be top two or three now for catchers total, overall, for career. He's got 14 bombs. If he stays healthy this year, he's looking at another 35 home runs this year. I mean, this guy is something else. And he ties the game, and you're like, oh, this is the night. The Chiefs are here. This is great. There was over 20,000 people on a Monday night, and the Royals blow it in the 10th and lose 5-4. They are now, well, they have 18 wins. I'm not going to count the losses anymore. I'm just going to get, when I say the Royals record, it's 18. The problem with 18 is that's what the A's have now. The A's have caught the Royals in number of wins. Oh, my God, is this possible? And in my estimation, my opinion, it was an embarrassing night. They got an extra 10,000 people to the ballpark because Patrick Mahomes was there and Travis Kelce threw out the first pitch, and it was cute. That Slugger had this giant arrow and said points this way because the last time Kelce did it, you know, he threw a wild pitch. He had a fine first pitch last night. Whole bunch of Chiefs players were there. Andy Reid, I think, was there. I didn't see pictures of Andy, but he was supposed to be there. Mark Donovan, the team president. All these Chiefs players, they gave him a big sweep. They got to have a big team-building night where they all went to a ball game. It's good for the – you know, I know why the Chiefs would accept this. It's good for the Chiefs for team-building and things like that. It's great for any company or corporation to have a night at the Royals where you're all together, away from the workplace. That's a cool thing. It was nice. It was good. But for the Royals – doesn't it just really accentuate that they stink? And is it a big deal for Patrick Mahomes to come to your event anymore? Because he's the new Buck O'Neill. You know, the old joke about Buck O'Neill, great man, wonderful person, told unbelievable stories. I spent hours and hours with him at the ballpark listening to his stories. It was phenomenal. He was an original conservative. He was from the OC. He was an original conservative. He just believed in do your best every single day and good things will happen for you. Don't expect it from anybody else. Buck O'Neill was like that. Patrick Mahomes is like that. But my God, we used to make jokes about Buck O'Neill that, you know, if you invited him to your backyard birthday party, he'd show up. Oh, it's my kid's 10th birthday party. I'll be there. Patrick Mahomes is that guy. He was at the Monarchs Friday night. He's at Luke Combs Saturday night. He was probably somewhere Sunday, but Monday night he's at the Royals. He's that guy. You invite Patrick Mahomes, he'll be there. If it has anything to do with sports, he'll be there. Try it. Hey, we have this little league tournament, Patrick. Can you come? Maybe. There's something really, really adorable and cute about that when it's a young man who is not taking himself too seriously that he'd go to something as insignificant as a Monarchs game, as big at Arrowhead, 55,000 people, as Luke Combs, and as teammate friendly as a group night with all of his teammates on Monday night to the Royals. So there's a different reason for everything that he does, but my goodness, Patrick Mahomes is everywhere. And yes, the Royals looked small. When you have the Chiefs at your event, you're going to look like you're probably not that good, to be quite honest. Denver Nuggets are NBA champions. Congratulations to Christian Brown, former Kansas Jayhawk, former Blue Valley Northwest high school player. Do I get that? Do I get that right? Michael Porter Jr. from Mizzou doesn't get talked about a lot in this town. It should. My God, if he hadn't gotten hurt, he was going to be a great player for 1 year for Missouri. What a player he would have been. He's been through a lot here now. Nikola Jokic is the MVP. He just set the record for most points, most rebounds, and most assists in the playoffs all time for 1 year. So what we just witnessed was, as I would categorize this, the greatest postseason by any player of all time, and they rolled through their opponents. The Phoenix Suns played them best, I guess, and that series, I think, was 4-2. The Nuggets, this is how important Jokic is at the rim and what he does for his team. How many assists would he have had if his teammates could shoot? The Nuggets last night started the game 1-for-17 from three. They finished shooting 18% from 3 points. It's their first championship in 47 years in existence. Jokic, if you don't know who he is, he's from Serbia, two-time MVP in the NBA, and now he is finals MVP and has cemented his place as one of the greatest players of all time. Now, that's a big group. I'm not making an argument of, when we ask the question, who's the greatest player of all time, we're not talking about Nikola Jokic here. We're just talking about he is one of the all-time greats now. His resume is one of the all-time greats. And he's the best player in the league right now. And he is a freak, and he is a beast, and he is not interested in being a star. He is not interested in social media. He is not interested in being famous. He just wants to go, according to Kevin Durant, go get on his tractor now and get away from basketball. And I say good for Nikola Jokic, who is a lunch bucket guy if you ever saw one. It is a little creepy. Some Nuggets fans dress up as the Joker, the Heath Ledger Joker from Dark Knight. And it's pretty good. They paint their faces and look like the Joker from that movie. It's creepy because it's obviously Jokic's last name. They call him the Joker. The Joker. What an unbelievable performance by Nikola Jokic as the Denver Nuggets, congratulations, have won the NBA Finals. Our final is brought to you by NKC Dental, online at nkcdental.com. Dr. Bill Bush can be your new dentist. He's the dentist of the Chiefs. Why isn't he your dentist? Amazing Garage Floors, online at amazinggaragefloors.net. Guys, it's Father's Day. Tell her this is what you want to treat yourself to. I want a new garage floor. I don't want to go out to a big fancy dinner. I don't want you to buy me anything. I want this garage floor. AmazingGarageFloors.net. Tickets for Less is online at ticketsforless.com. College World Series coming up. Let's do it. College World Series in Omaha. Okay. Tickets are available at ticketsforless.com. All Chiefs games available. Ticketsforless.com. And the rest of the concert schedule this summer available. Please use the promo code KKHI. You will save typically 5 to 15% if you use that outstanding promo code. And, of course, Amini's Galleria, 105th and Metcalf. You know what it is? It's Guyville. All the cool stuff is there. All your pinball machines, poker tables, shuffleboard, pool tables, anything for the man cave is at Amini's, 105th and Metcalf. Our final on this episode of KKHI is somebody you undoubtedly know. Not necessarily something you watch on a regular basis, but you know it. It's the simplest of all game shows out there, which in many ways makes it the most popular because you don't have to race to an answer, hit a buzzer real fast, or do anything like that. Almost anyone can play along with this game and not feel left out. And that, of course, is Wheel of Fortune. The friend you can't mention on the podcast, favorite slot machine is the Wheel of Fortune slot machine, which I don't think you could find in Kansas City anymore. I think they're gone. There may be a couple at Ameristar. I'll have to check that out. But there are copyright things that make it expensive to have trademarked items on their slot machine. There used to be a whole bunch of them, and he loved playing the Wheel of Fortune machine. And it was a very simple slot machine game, not like the Willy Wonka machine where you're trying to figure out what the heck is going on when the Oompa Loompas are running and dancing. You just don't know. Did I go, was it an X that I got? What was my winning line? You just sometimes you don't know. This game is very complicated. You just wait for him to sing and dance to you. That means you won something. It has nothing to do with the Wheel of Fortune slot machine, but it does have to do with the game show. The game show Wheel of Fortune, this year, host Pat Sajak is entering his 41st season as host. And he has announced this is his last year. That's it for Pat Sajak. It's his final year on Wheel of Fortune. His daughter was on as the letter turner. They allowed Vanna to host a couple of episodes. And Pat Sajak's daughter, who I think went to like an Ivy League school, she's really smart. She's also really pretty. She was the letter turner. I don't think she has any aspirations to be letter turner, but maybe Pat Sajak's daughter will be considered as the new host. That would be interesting. Of Wheel of Fortune. 41 years, Pat. Job well done. Good for you that you worked with and for people that allowed you to go out on your terms. Good for you. I always thought that would be me. Every job I've ever had in my life, my boss, my supervisors, my partners, whoever it was, said, you're doing an outstanding job. We really value you. We like having you. You go above and beyond. We really like having you. I've always been that guy. Always. Everything I've ever done. Always. Sometimes you don't get the end you're looking for. Just saying. Way to go, Pat. That's Ajax. Wheel of Fortune, 41 years. Okay, we're going to be doing a patron podcast on Tuesday after the Trump appearance in the Miami courtroom. That'll be up on Tuesday afternoon. So if you're listening to this on Tuesday and you want to hear that, sign up to become a patron. It's what we do. When breaking news happens throughout the day, we do the patron podcast in the afternoon, and we react immediately to those things and get you the information that you may not be getting through your regular news sources. If you'd like to be a patron, go to kkasissues.com. It takes less than 5 minutes to sign up. It's $5 a month. You get the breaking news, exclusive premium content, 2, 3, sometimes 4 times a week. We do the newsletter on the weekends. I think you'll enjoy it. If you like the podcast, I think you'll enjoy the breaking news podcasts. So sign up today, kkhasissues.com.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.